Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of bulletin boards. Bulletin boards. They've pretty much come to accept the fact that they're only used by crazy people to map out their conspiracy theories.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
This is Comedy Forecast, episode 504, Holiday Movie Preview.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
Danny Hillcrest's 2018 Holiday Time Hollywood Movie Preview Spectacular!
Hey! Danny Hillcrest here, along with my new best friend, the floating cube robot thing, DJ!
Hello, world! Hello, Danny! What are we doing today?
This is my occasional annual preview of movie previews of movies coming out during the holidays.
Wow, that's great.
I love it. And the best part is, I don't have to do any research. These days, movie trailers tell you so much about the movies, there's no need to go to the theater.
That's pretty convenient.
I'll say, or I would, if you hadn't said it. So, let's get started with...
Danny Hillcrest's 2018 Holiday Time Hollywood Movie Preview Spectacular!
Wow, Danny! I can't believe you're going to go over all these movies. There are so many!
Let me see, peruse that list. Yikes! I think we'd better break this down like that part in a song where they break things down.
That's a fantastic idea.
Darn, I wish I'd thought of that. Oh, wait, I did. Because there are so many movies, I think, Ponder, we should cover only the movies coming out between now and Thanksgiving.
Danny, what's Thanksgiving?
It's a time when families look forward to getting together so they can remember why they decided to live so far apart. Now, let's get started. What's our first movie?
Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald. It opens on November 16th.
This one starringly features Jude Law as Albus Dumbledore. I guess it was just his turn to play the part. I wonder who'll play it next. Idris Elba? I mean, so many people have played that role, the character is becoming sort of the defense against dark arts teacher of the Harry Potter movies. In this film, Johnny Depp performingly plays the title character, Mr. Crimes of Grindelwald himself. If I understand it correctly, he's trying to take over the wizarding world of Harry Potter. I think he found out how much profit there is in those butterbeers they sell. Well done, Johnny!
Next on our list is Widows. It also comes out on November 16th.
In this one, we travel to the mythical land of modern-day Chicago, where Viola Davis leads a team of fellow widows. Widows. To pull off a heist, to pay back money their dead husband stole, before they were dead, from bad guys who stole the money from someone else. Maybe the widows.
That sounds pretty confusing, Danny.
It's easy. If someone is in this movie, they stole something from someone else. Like the movie studio who stole money from you to see this movie.
Next is Speed Kills. It also opens on November 16th.
Another one? Okay. Speed Kills stars Lotus Laser Level 5 actor John Travolta. This one is a biopic. Which doesn't mean it has anything to do with biology or toothpicks. It's about a guy who makes speedboats. Well, I mean, he's also a drug lord, but there are lots of movies like that. Let's try to focus on the speedboats, shall we? Think of this as Miami Vice, but without anything worth watching.
Okay. Next, we have Instant Family. It opens on...
Let me guess. November 16th?
Wow! Good job, Danny!
That's one busy day at the movies. It's a good thing I don't have to go. But back to Instant Family. In this movie film, Mark Wahlberg takes a break from making movies to make this movie that also stars Rose Byrne, which sounds painful.
The name Rose Byrne?
No, being in a movie with Mark Wahlberg. Mark and Rose play single parents who happen to live together as a couple. They decide to adopt a trio of children. I think they're triplets, ages 15, 12, and 7. It's a heartwarming tale that follows a recipe more bland than the triple-decker at a Wahlburgers.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
If only it had ranch dressing. I love it.
Next on the list is Ralph Breaks the Internet. And here's the good news, Danny. It doesn't open on November 16th. It opens on November 21st.
This is a long-awaited sequel. In this one, Ralph and Vanellope go outside the digital world and into the digital world. One that is inhabited by all the jokes the Emoji Movie tried to pull off. I do have to say that Disney surprised me with this one.
Why is that, Danny?
It's not a live-action remake of Wreck-It Ralph. I guess they'll try to do that for Herbie Fully Loaded.
Wait, wasn't that live-action?
Live? Yes. Action? Not so much.
Got it. Next, we have Robin Hood. It also comes out on November 21st.
Okay, Hollywood. Stop. We need to have a talk chat. I had to go and do actual, real research here. Do you know that you've made over 40 films with Robin Hood in them? What's the deal? And isn't it kind of weird that you make a movie about a guy who robs from the rich and gives to the poor, and then you charge people to see it? I think you should give everyone who sees this movie $10.
What do you know about this version of Robin Hood, Danny?
This one stars Taron Egerton. Seriously, that would have made a much better name for this movie. Taron Egerton.
And finally, also on November 21st, is the movie Creed 2.
Michael B. Jordan is back. And a muscular back it is, too, in Creed 2. In this one, it seems Adonis Creed is challenged to take on Victor Drago, son of Ivan Drago. Which now starts to really sound like the Russian version of Harry Potter names. Expect to see Dwayne The Rock Johnson show up as Dumbledore. It's his turn.
That was a lot of movies, Danny.
It sure was, but it looks like we're done with...
Danny Hillcrest's 2018 Holiday Time Hollywood Movie Preview Spectacular.
We'll be back return next time with the movie motion pictures for the rest of the holiday season.
I can't wait.
I love it.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Oh, hi, folks. Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the after-the-episode portion of Comedy Forecast. I just wanted to take a few minutes to remind you that you still have time to submit your suggestions for episode 507. That's right, we're celebrating the 500th episode of Comedy Forecast by doing something for episode 507. Why not? And you can be a part of it. All you have to do is name a favorite Comedy Forecast regular character and then suggest some bizarre situation that they find themselves in. Then I'll see if I can turn that into something. Because this episode will really be a celebration of you, the listener. The deadline for submissions is December 1st, or 1 December, and you can send your suggestions to podcast@comedyforecast.com. You can tweet them on Twitter, which is a great place to tweet, @ Comedy Forecast, or leave a comment on the Comedy Forecast Facebook page. I hope you can contribute and have your idea possibly show up on the show. That's it for now. I'll talk to you again.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.